Welcome back to the Fairly Odd Sisters and Brothers.
We're just normal brothers.
We gotta have friends.
Yeah. My earlobe apparently is thick, which I didn't like when she said that. What was I saying?
I don't know. It must have been boring. Getting to the NFL or NBA.
Literally, that was all I cared about.
Did you make it, by the way?
I questioned every single word that I said on this podcast as it comes out.
Do you guys worry about Sarah and Lowe getting it on? That was an actual question.
That shit is funny.
Not that funny.
Hi.
Hey.
It's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again.
Say that again. I was talking over. Say that again.
Great.
I do not want to ruin the intro.
You say it.
No.
Intro.
I can't. No,
if you want to talk over
podcast.
Me, then talk.
I know. I'm sorry.
Start fighting. Welcome back to the Fairly Odd Sisters and Brothers today.
The Fairly Odd Sisters and Brothers.
We're just normal brothers.
Wait. So you're
There's
telling me
fairly
if we
odd.
Started our own podcast channel, we'd be the Fairly Odd Brothers?
Yeah. It's rivalry.
You guys really liked our episode with the brothers.
You did. Did they?
The people liked it.
The people liked it.
No way.
The people wanted you on. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here today.
That's really
flattering. Your trial run.
You got the re-invite.
So you got a re-invite.
Phenomenal.
So don't mess it up.
I'll try my bestest.
This might just be a reason for us to hang out because Tanner and Lauren are leaving us. They're leaving us for a long time. And we were supposed to be going with them and we're not. And we're really sad about it. Tell them where you're going.
We're freaking sad. Well, we're bouncing to Hawaii for a few days, and then from there, we're headed to Australia for 3 weeks, and then back to Hawaii for a week, which you're meeting us there for.
Poor Derry is the only one not.
Yeah, I got the real
being
shaft
a part
in all this.
You sure did.
Sure did. Yeah, I will be meeting them for the last week of their trip in Hawaii with Jack. It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
They'll
we were
be gone
supposed
a long
to be
time.
Going to Australia, though.
Yeah.
You
Derek's
don't like it?
Leg is in a brace.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. I would
Doesn't
be going back
like
to Australia
it,
in a heartbeat. I honestly could go there every year for the rest of my life. I think it's one of the coolest places.
Except this year.
Prove
Except
it.
Prove it.
You know what? I'm going.
Get there.
I'm going
Prove
in my
it
brace.
And come.
Okay. Yeah, it is a big bummer, though. I was looking forward to that.
It was going to be fun.
We're way bummed.
I just don't know what Derek and I are going to do for that month because who are we going to
hang out
with?
Our only friends are...
Who are we going to hang out with?
What the heck? What are we going to do?
I just don't know how we're going to
survive. I just don't know how we're going to survive
this. Spouses are fun and everything, but like everyone needs a friend.
You got to.
You gotta have friends.
Stop singing.
I didn't know what you were about to say, so I just copied you.
You don't know that by heart. By heart and soul.
I do. It's like ringing a bell.
Shrek.
Yeah.
Donkey.
Okay,
Donkey.
Yeah. I'm following.
You guys are the donkey family. How
That's
do you not
true.
Know that?
That's true.
The donkey family.
We're the donkey family.
Donkey.
We trademarked donkey.
You trademarked it. Actually, Ozzy trademarked
Ozzy.
It. Here's
a video of Ozzy.
Can you say donkey?
Donkey.
Oh my god. Ozzy.
Yeah. You guys donkey. Were known as the donkey family
no,
for quite
literally.
Some time.
We would get stopped. People would be like yell from at us from afar and say, "Donkey!"
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Tanner and Lo had a video of their little girl Ozzy go ultra viral of her saying the word donkey and
so
really
funny
and the cutest thing I've ever seen. That's what we're talking about. Next thing I want to talk about is we have a new member of the Beeston family.
We do.
Whoa.
That's right.
He's a small little guy.
Yes.
Oh.
Tiny.
A puppy.
A little tainty guy that Tanner decided to add to the family. We already talked about it.
Wow.
Here it is in the flesh. And this is the haircut that he thought
was
the worst haircut of his life also.
Oh, did you talk about that?
Yeah,
I
also talked about
that. We did talk about the haircut.
The hair looks great. And I didn't ever say any of that stuff, whatever they said.
Just like you didn't throw the shoe.
He wasn't dramatic.
Right. I really didn't throw the shoe at or hit anything in
Inaccurate.
False. So Tanner decided to randomly get earring. We want to know how you feel about the earring.
Oh, I love it.
You love it.
Yes, I do.
You feel like it's changed your personality?
A little bit, yeah. But I usually forget that I have it, hence the reason it's been ripped out 3 times now.
Three?
It's this looking a little red today. It's looking a little aggravated.
Are you taking care of it?
It bled. I wash it a lot. Yeah, they say you have to wash it like 2-3 times a day. I use Claire's stuff. Sorry, Claire's.
Sorry.
Dude, how am I supposed to know that I can't go to Claire's? I've never done this. I'm roasted for going to Claire's.
Listen, and I thought it was cool. I got all 4 of mine done at Claire's, and nothing bad has happened to me. But, like, I get it. You should do what you want to do.
I thought you had a giant bubble.
That was from the tattoo place.
Oh, see?
I went to a tattoo place and got my up here done, and it never healed for 2 years.
Claire's never did you dirty.
Claire's never done my dirty. Okay,
and it hasn't done me dirty. The only reason it rips out is because I simply forget. Oh, and I had to put the little plastic piece on because my earlobe apparently is thick, which I didn't like when she said that.
She said, you got a thick lobe.
Dude, that is rough.
Oh, a thick lobe? Like,
I think if you're a guy, you don't want thin lobes.
I don't know. I don't want thick lobes.
I don't know. Thick lobes.
What do you think of when you think of thick lobes?
I just think thick neck is good. Thick lobes.
Thick neck?
Thick guys have thick neck.
You think, what are you doing with this guy?
Skinniest neck. What the frick?
Skinny lobes, skinny neck.
I have skinny lobes and neck.
I don't think I've ever thought
legs.
I never thought your neck was...
And wrist. Okay.
I never thought your neck was skinny.
I have a very skinny, throw that out long there. Neck.
She told me yesterday you have a thick neck. She loves it.
Really thick.
Really?
And veiny.
Okay.
All right. Somebody else talk.
Anyways,
all I'm going to say is that
I was just trying to make Tanner feel better about his thick
lobes. I am jealous of the earring. I think it looks really good.
People want to know if you're going to get one.
People want to know if I'm going to get one?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot easier now that Tanner got one to kind of...
Why is that?
Well...
That's scary.
You guys want to dive into that?
Yeah.
I just think people think it's... I don't know. I think, especially where we live, a lot of people think it's really funny when a guy gets an earring, but I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's kind of having all the awkward conversations with people first, and then I get one and they're like, oh...
No, dude, the best part is I'm not having any conversations. Nobody talks to me about it.
It's the avoidance factor.
The silent treatment? Silent treatment.
Like, yeah, they're just like talking to me. They're like trying not to stare at it. Like people that I know are kind of like, what'd you do that for?
And you know everyone's looking at it. Like, this dude got an earring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do. But I'm gonna put a little hoop in. They said I couldn't do a hoop until 6 weeks. Is that true?
I think you could. Yeah.
I think you could switch
it. I'm just going
to
say it
bleeds. I switched mine after a week and a half.
I think one of the most attractive male human beings on the planet is David Beckham, and he wears earrings.
Does he have an earring?
Yes.
He has so many tattoos. I've never seen the earring.
This is actually what happened. Yes, he has an earring. I went in and I said, can I get a hoop? Or I was looking up online, can I get a hoop? I talked to one of the tattoo parlor girl and everybody was like, no, you got to do a stud first. And I went, if I can't get the hoop now, I don't want an earring at all. And then I sat down on a park bench with my brother and he said,
dude, this is one of the most meaningful conversations we've ever had.
Here's a list of 7 men with an earring that also had to go through the stud phase to be how attractive they are today. And he showed me all their Instagrams. And then I walked back into Claire's and said, I can do this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was like you gave him such a fun night.
Yeah. That was a fun night.
A sad night turned so fun.
Yeah.
Like, that was really great.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Spice in our life.
You're welcome, everybody.
Thanks for getting that done.
Yeah, things were getting a little low. We couldn't get into an event party thing we were invited to because some of us forgot our IDs.
Maybe this half of the couch forgot the IDs.
And so vibes were low, and I thought, hey, what better way to increase the vibrations in this friend group than piercing
if
your
ear? If we can't get into the bar, we're going to get an earring.
We're going to get an earring.
That's what... happened.
And it was every time we can't get into somewhere, someone else gets somebody piercing.
Somebody has to get an ear.
Yep.
Piercing. How would you feel about me getting one?
I think that would be awesome.
Wait,
whatever you want.
Come on.
What's your real feelings about the earring and would you want Derek to get one?
Tell us straight up.
You, okay.
No, don't say what I want. Say
I'm not saying. You didn't even let me talk.
Okay, because you just said you.
Okay.
You.
So before this all happened, I thought it would be really cool if he got an earring. And then Derek put into my head after Tanner got it, he goes, I don't even have the head for that. I can't. The head?
Too skinny.
Yeah, he said it was too skinny.
Did you actually say that?
Yes, he actually. You think I'm just lying?
I did not say the head. I said the face. The face. Thank you.
Sorry, that's the same thing. You said that my face is too skinny to have an earring, and I never thought that.
I didn't say my face was too skinny to have an earring.
I said my face was too skinny.
Derek, this was the exact conversation.
You're blowing my mind right now.
This is somebody. This is how our fights go.
I don't say that.
I never said that.
Let's rewind two minutes earlier.
Can we play back? Play back the footage, please.
I did not say the head. I said the face. I may have said, I don't know what I said, but I said it wouldn't look as good on me.
Because of your skinny face. That's... This is the exact words. I remember this because I never thought that. And then you put it in. And I'm going to
show you 7 men on Instagram with skinny faces.
I still don't think that that is true or has anything to do with if you can get an earring or not. I think you'd look great with an earring. If you would like.
What do you think about Tanner's earring?
I think it's awesome.
Thank you. Do you like it or do you not like it?
I really like it.
Do you like him better without the earring?
This lean in.
Tell us. Be honest.
Just getting the juice. I am like my mother. I don't know if I love the ball as much, but I think a hoop would be really great.
Mm-hmm. Same. Cool.
Yeah.
We already know that.
Yeah, I know. But I actually think he looks better with an earring, if that's what you're asking.
Cool.
Cool.
What do you think?
You know what's just funny to me?
I love it.
Lauren has been pushing for it ever since we dressed up as Bill and Donna and I wore a fake hoop. She's been like,
That was cute.
That was hot. That was cute. You would look so
every
much better.
Every time I would see a picture of it, I would be really reminded how cute it was.
Yeah. And since then, I actually, right when we put the fake one in, I went, yeah. That's going to happen one day.
Just the earring makes Tanner look so different to you. Yeah.
Honestly, a whole different person. Changes the personality.
It changes the vibe.
I don't know what it is. For sure. Yeah. But he's cute with it.
I feel like at dinner when we were all eating, you had a vibe change.
You did.
It caught a vibe. I'm sorry.
Trigger. Lauren.
All right. Well, we're going to be asking the brothers a lot more questions because when we did it the first time, we only got through a couple and it kind of just took off. So we're going to answer some more of those. But one of the most asked questions was about, are you guys tired of being asked if you're twins all the time?
You know,
are you tired of that? Because it happens a lot.
I'm never tired of it because then.
Cool.
I'm never tired of it. Okay. It makes me feel really good. Like we're best buds. You know?
Cute puppy pal song.
You're my brother.
I love that song.
You're my
best
friend.
For whatever reason, when people say that we're twins, it makes me feel like we're like best buddies.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah, it's like you grew in the womb together. That bonds you.
Yeah. We did grow in the same womb.
We did grow in the same womb, not at the same time.
Super weird to think about. We shouldn't go any further on that.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't want to go deeper into that.
Same belly.
I think I might be fired from hosting after this.
To get you back on topic here, I think it's really fun when people think we're twins. Okay. I don't get tired of it. I think it's really funny that people still genuinely, you know, when we meet people, they're like, you guys are those twins.
Mm-hmm. I think that's always going to be the case, and I kind of love it.
Okay. We've had conversations with people where they're like, oh, what's going on with that, with the twin? Like, did you guys ever, you know, like...
Meet up?
Or no, they knew we met up, but they're like, where are you guys in life now? Like, that is your twin, right?
Did you stay in touch with your twin?
Yeah.
And then I always feel super bad to have to break it to them. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't.
I feel like I lied to them.
There's been conversations where you just don't say anything.
Right. Like on the cruise, I feel like there was several people that were like, oh yeah, I saw you guys. You guys are twins. That's so cool. And both me and Derek just kind of like look at each other and we're just like,
yep.
Yep, we are.
It's really funny for Lo and I to watch from the outside because
we're just going to go like this.
Yeah, but I was going to say, because we know them so well in and out, and we know that deep down, they are not twins. They are not. They were in the same womb, but they are not of the same cloth.
Yeah.
Different cloths. Whoa. What does that even mean?
But you guys are so different.
Oh, yeah,
In your core, that's where I was going with this.
Wait,
you guys
he drinks, are, I drink.
Yeah.
Lauren hates when I drink, and I don't
Tanner's
stop
always
all day.
Slurping, always.
Staying hydrated.
And then he does this.
Or caffeinated. Or
after.
Oh, I should give him
why,
one.
What is
show
a
him
womb?
What you do.
I found out that I do this when I drink a cold drink. I haven't done it once, though. Maybe I'm conscious because I'm on a podcast.
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
I don't want to do it.
Do it. Do it.
You just got really shy.
You just got shy.
It's like that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
These are all our friends here. Just
dude, that gives me the same vibe.
Do the drink. Do a replay.
Do a replay.
Please rewind it back. Drink it and show them what you do.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't like that, man.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And I noticed that he did that.
It only happens on a big gulp with a cold drink.
I was like, Tanner, you've got to stop.
Did you learn that from your dad?
Yes. I think it is. It's like a...
I was like, you seem like you're 95.
It's like that. But
you're like...
I have noticed that from somewhere, and I think it's from your dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, he's my dad.
Do you want to fight?
Not really, no. I don't like it about myself either. So I'm on your guys' team.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
Do you want us to move on? Would you like us to move on?
Yeah, unless you want me to like keep doing it for the rest of the podcast.
You can keep doing it. You can keep doing it.
I could keep doing it. Yeah.
Anyway, back to my point because we still haven't talked about it. I want to know some of the ways you guys feel you are the most different from each other or with certain things.
It is
so
really
we can
funny.
Let the people know you guys aren't twins.
Yeah. Because on the outside, a lot of people think we are the exact same. Mm-hmm. We pretty much do most of the same stuff right now.
You have similar hobbies.
I think people mostly just see the hobbies. Yeah. People mostly see our hobbies. And that's kind of what we post online.
Yeah.
Hey, girls.
So sorry.
Are you guys listening?
Yeah. Oh, we're here.
Okay.
The original rump shakers.
I don't know. Dude, I'm so sorry for her.
The tongues just started coming out.
What was I saying?
I don't know. It must have been boring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People.
We were like, ZZZ.
The frig. People think we're the same because that's all we really
know. We already know this.
Share that online. But we are very different.
We want to know how you're different.
Or can you just skip to that bullet points? Why are you different?
I think that we actually have a ton. Going back to high school, we couldn't have been more... What the frick? What?
What the frick? Dude, I'm sorry.
You're just so serious.
Backstory.
I'm about to give...
Starting on April 14th, 1972.
And he's so serious about it.
Starting high school. I was just starting in high school. I just wanted to start in high school.
No,
I'm not. I'm done talking.
I was just getting roasted.
I'm off the pod. He's going to walk away.
You got to get roasted.
How are you going to walk away, sir?
He's going to walk away.
He's out of this pod. Give me
a new road.
We lost a brother.
Don't be silly. Don't be silly.
Because of this.
We get it. You committed to the bit.
Oh, man. We're all ready.
But truly and deeply, you guys do have a lot of differences. Okay.
That was good.
Wow. We are not. Okay.
I'm just glad I'm not getting roasted anymore.
Dude, all right. You can go now. We're all listening.
In high school, you guys were, I can speak because I saw, you guys were completely polar opposites in high school.
Yeah.
Can we just get a few little traits?
People didn't even think we were really brothers, like, until they learned our last names, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because we were that different.
Yeah.
Teachers probably didn't even know.
Like, oh, you're Tanner's brother?
Okay. Yeah. Even from like the way we were in a classroom. Tanner, how are you? I feel like you were very silent.
Well behaved.
Silent. Listened to the teacher, took notes, didn't talk to anybody.
I got the cops called on me in high school for being in class. Oh, that's how
I did doodle.
You got the cops called on you during class.
During class. We were that bad.
What?
I was not good at
class. You're poor teachers. I always think about the teachers and that
I was the worst, and I basically am going to teach Jack to be everything that I wasn't in class. But yeah, it was just my friend group.
So you're going to teach him to be Tanner?
Yeah, I am. You know what?
But it's funny because I remember your guys' little sisters telling me that when a teacher would say, oh, did you have a brother? And they would be like, which one? And if they said Tanner, they would say, yes, that's my brother. If they said Derek, they'd say no.
Is that real?
So true. Like, as a joke. Yeah. As a joke, they would say like, no. They would say like, which one?
Every single teacher that my little sisters had that found out that they were my sisters, they were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah, it was bad. But
that happened to me as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With your brother, too? Mm-hmm. He was naughty in class? Mm-hmm.
And they always didn't like me right off the bat. Didn't even have a chance. No.
Ruined I'm going to attribute it to ADHD. I struggled to just, like, sit still in class. Ever since I was a little kid, I just couldn't stop talking, asking questions.
No.
You
have questions?
So, I don't know. It kind of just carried on throughout high school, but, yeah, that was one difference. I was very, very, very outgoing in high school.
Yeah.
I had a big friend group.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. But at the same time, I was very much like, all I care about is football and basketball.
Getting to the NFL or NBA.
Literally, that was all I cared about.
Did you make it, by the way?
No, I did. Yeah.
No, I did.
No, yeah. I did.
I just had a couple of injuries and
just the knee.
Mental stuff. Yeah. No, but that really was like all I cared about. Mm-hmm. I was super devoted to it. Would literally skip dances because I thought I had to work out that night, and went really hard. It was really fun during that time, but that was all I cared about. We didn't even play the same sports. He played baseball. Yeah.
And now what was Tanner like?
Yeah.
From me?
Yeah. From you.
Okay. Tanner, little Tanner, was the shyest kid on the block.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I was terribly shy. That's like why it wasn't like I didn't want to be part of the friend group and like the funny kids in class, but I was like terrified of opening my mouth. I always thought my voice was going to crack. I never thought I was going to say the right thing. I was so scared of getting called on or doing presentations. I usually was like friends with some like random kid in the back of the class that was like really smart and like, but like nobody was really friends with, and we were kind of like the buddies, and like that was always my dynamic somehow.
Yeah.
But it was like never like the loud kids would be like on the other side of the classroom.
Yeah.
Like
so Derek group. Would be on the other side of the classroom.
Like me and Derek wouldn't have hung out in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how weird it is. Like
how did you start dating me?
I don't know. 'Cause you are Derek.
I'm very loud.
So then by the time my senior year rolled around, I started to be like, I don't necessarily want to be this guy for the rest of my life.
Mm.
And I started seeking out, like, how can I be more like this? Because I admired it, like being the fun, outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that in you, and I thought, I want that.
Mm. That's cute.
That's really
cute. That is.
Also, you forgot to mention that you were super hot in high school. So, anyway.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
You didn't say that about yourself?
People thought I was a big old jerk. In high school, big bad jerk. They thought I was a jerk in high school because I was so quiet and I was like on the baseball team. And so I just like, I gave off this like, oh, he's stuck up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you were like quiet.
Yeah. People thought you were too cool, but you just.
But really I was scared as hell to talk to anybody. Yeah. But I always had like one or two friends at a time. Derek had like 35.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt, I never really had, like, I can't look back in high school, though, and say, like, who's my best friend. I never really had someone that I could just always hang out with. I felt like I just bounced around, which the other way also is fun, to just have a few friends that you know are you're so solid with. But yeah, it's funny, too, thinking about now, after high school, how it, I feel like there was a time, maybe it's not as much now, but it's like we completely switched, Tanner and I.
That is interesting.
Yeah, kind of, huh?
And I think it's more normal now. But there was a point where I kind of became very, very shy. And then he became very, very outgoing, I feel like.
Yeah. You felt like you were shy?
Maybe not so much shy.
More reserved.
I guess shy isn't the right word. I always felt comfortable, but I just kind of shut up and stopped talking.
That's crazy. Why did that happen?
I don't know.
Because you really, like, in high school were like, just like a nut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you came back and then you were like totally.
Completely different.
When I met Derek, I would describe him as Tanner.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, I had to force him to sit on a bench with me and I said, so what do you want to talk about? And I'm not leaving the bench until you say something.
The most uncomfortable conversation I have ever had with Sarah, believe it or not, was sitting on a bench when we were dating and she said, I'm not going
to
talk until you start bringing stuff up. And I did not know what to say.
I said it in a flirty way.
Sorry,
that dude, that's how I was.
No, she was just like, I'm gonna sit here and just let you talk.
Tanner was that exact.
I sat him down and I just wanted to hear, he was so shy. And that's why I was drawn to Derek, because I had dated the guy like Derek in high school.
Yeah.
That was more of that. And so Derek was this weird, unique guy.
Super weird.
No, like it was weird for me because I had just dated such outgoing, loud people. And then you just came along and I thought you were this most shy and reserved guy that was just sweet. And I really liked you because of that. But I didn't know until people started telling me that you were
not like that
before.
That's so funny.
Oh, it is.
Feel like you were shy, like not shy, but just more reserved, quiet in the beginning years of our marriage, in the first couple years too. Like you were coming out of your shell,
which is so shocking because I really felt like I was like, man, I'm a different person.
you were, but it was. It wasn't until we moved to Hawaii that you really came out of your shell. Whereas before, I remember like driving places, you could sit in the car silently. And I'd be like,
"Oh, that's
I
want to
chat."
See, that's funny though, because I can still do that. We're the same, but I could go silent. I could go a whole day without talking. Now,
I'm still like that though.
Yeah,
I still kind of have that where I like don't need to like talk all the time, but I enjoy talking so much more, and I enjoy asking questions and learning stuff. Yeah. So, but it's so funny that like I went from like being terrified, and it really was like meeting Lauren and like seeing all these people that were like fun, high energy that people wanted to be around. And I was like, okay, I gotta be that. So then like I would force myself to do things in order to like learn how to be that person. So I forced myself to be the chant leader guy at basketball games.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Like the guy that would be like, Bennington on three. Yeah. And like, everybody's like, I'm like, oh, blah, blah. Yeah. Da, 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 da. I was that guy.
And I was a cheerleader.
Because
like,
I knew like that guy is the guy that's talking. So I got to be him. And that's kind of, that's where it started.
It's awesome.
You look at you.
Look at that, man.
You put yourself
leading,
out there.
Leading chance.
I remember watching that. I was stoked for you. You were like trying to take my job though.
Yeah. Did you feel it some competitiveness?
You being the cheerleader. Stop cheering, man.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, I loved it.
So what other things do you think you guys are most opposite in?
He has curly hair. I have straight hair.
There's
that. For the most part, we have a lot of similar interests, but I think it just comes down to our personalities still.
Yeah. Like, you have ADHD and I don't.
Yeah.
Like basically that's it.
I actually think that's a lot and I get very, yes.
No. Yeah.
Derek doesn't know if this is a joke or
no.
This
that's
is.
No, like literally, that's like that.
I've questioned every single word that I've said on this podcast as it comes out, wondering like, dude, am I saying?
No, you're doing great.
You're doing amazing.
Your brother's just giving you a hard time. You're doing great,
dude. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, man.
So, but for real, you have ADHD, and that describes a lot of the things that make you different than me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think so. Can you give an example?
You forget a lot of stuff and I don't.
Truth. I also get very, very fixated on things and can't really let it go.
Yeah. I have that mildly and you have that a lotly.
Yeah.
You thrive in chaos and Tanner doesn't.
You can
thrive in chaos. I just mean like
No.
Tanner's
I
a more clean person.
Like, I can't function if a room is dirty.
Yeah.
Lauren's the same way where she can, like, still get her stuff done, and I'm like, no. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're, like, big city lights, and you're, like, country get me on a horse cowboy.
I mean, I'm definitely not, but I really want
to
be. No,
I mean, that's just, like, your dream versus, like, your dream is, like, city lights.
Oh, yeah.
And acting.
I would say that I love the city, but I also...
You love the country, too.
I don't know that I would say that that's, like, my... dream, but I anytime I go to a city, I think it's the coolest thing in the world because we don't really go that
like
much.
on a spectrum, you sway tiny bit city and I sway more
country.
More like my dream is to go to nature. New York. I've never been, and that sounds so sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's cool. But
and then like flashy cars. Well, didn't you say that something about
luxury?
This?
I love luxury a nice car.
Yeah. You love a luxury.
And like my dream car is like. Dude, that 2002 Toyota Tacoma that I drove is still hands down, like, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, this one says, back in high school, how would you handle if you two liked the same girl? Like, let's say you both liked Lauren. How would you handle the situation?
Easy.
Well,
we could use a different alias.
But example. Like, let's say because Tanner liked Lauren in high school. What would you guys do if you both liked the same girl? That's
would you duke it out?
Okay.
Would you duke it out? Would one of you fold? Would one of you...
Fold.
You would fold? I doubt you would fold in
that
high school.
So much easier.
So this is
than
what
I
I'm about to say. Like, yes, I was a certain way in high school, but when it came to females...
You didn't.
I folded.
There goes our last female. that
area I was not good at. And it literally happened with me and one of my really good friends.
Really?
An Italian foreign exchange student.
Oh,
came
yeah.
to our school. And I thought, at the time, I was like, this is the most beautiful girl ever. She's got this Italian accent. And I was so attracted to her. And then my buddy was like, I found out that he really liked her too. And then... I don't even know what she would have done, but I instantly was just like, I'm out and just dropped.
So Tanner would have got the girl.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
What would you
made
have
made it easy for you.
Would you have just told him?
You both bow back? Out and nobody gets
yeah,
the girl.
Would you just?
No, I would have just talked to him. Man, you like that girl? Yeah. You like the girl? Yeah. Dang it. Let's just move on to
you
somebody
talked,
else.
You would have talked. You said you didn't talk in high school.
Well, I sometimes talk to my brother. He lived at my house.
Sometimes.
And he would sleep in my room every night.
So you could sometimes
even
talk?
Even when he moved out of my room, he slept in my room every night.
Oh my gosh.
I did.
We had pillow talk, yeah.
Pillow talk.
I was
talk.
Just nervous of new people.
What were your guys' conversations like in high school when you would sleep on Tanner's trundle bundle bed that would roll out? Did you talk ever?
Do you
or was
remember?
It just like a...
Yeah.
And why was that decision made to sleep in his room?
I really don't know. I think I liked it. It was fun.
It's comfort.
He liked having a buddy.
We had it. Yeah, we had the buddy. Same room for a long time, and then
he
moved to separate rooms.
You apart. Really, yeah. He ripped you apart.
He ripped us apart, man.
I bounced around my house. I had like six different places
Tarek
that I
never
slept.
Never
the
in your
same
own
room.
No,
or
I did.
Your
I did
room?
Sleep in my own room, but never for more than like a month. After a month, I'd go to like the office, or then I'd go to our couch. And I'd go to Tanner's room for a while.
Yeah.
Just bouncing.
It's really hard what those for me to picture were. A conversation at that time.
Dude,
at that
I
age.
Actually don't
remember. I just like different. Don't really remember conversations from like 6 hours ago.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Hard.
But like a general, did you ever have laugh attacks together? Or was it more just like
yeah.
you're there together?
I remember one laugh attack we had because Crash Bandicoot, he fell on the video game and he was in some pink boxers and we thought it was super funny and... There was a laugh attack. That was in Arizona.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
To jog your memory.
That's a detail. that is a detail.
I do feel like you got mad at me a lot for sleeping in your room.
Yeah, I was probably like, dude, get out of my room.
That's all the only conversation that you silently go to sleep.
One of the things that made Tanner the most mad at me growing up was when I would wear his clothes.
Yeah.
And now
well,
thinking about that, I'm like,
funny.
You don't even care at all if I...
That is funny. I would get way mad at you.
You'd get so mad at
Tarek,
me for
you
wearing your
still
clothes.
Steal
like
his
what?
Clothes.
I know,
you
but he doesn't
still
care
do
now.
That.
And
well, I care because I end up wearing them, and then
that's
it's freaking
weird.
Awkward.
Also,
because I don't know that they're Tanner's.
Because you stole his shirts from back in high school, which tripped me out because when he moved to Hawaii, and I would see you in school, you're driving his truck, and you're wearing his shirts, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're sending me. But then somehow, like, stayed with you. I see Sarah one night, and I'm like, that's Tanner's shirt from high school. And it's
when
just,
Derek yeah. actually says it's his, and this is the thing, is he claimed it was his for years, because
yeah.
I would
well,
always
wear
it.
Well, it did become yours.
Yeah,
but
I did
it.
Yeah.
It did. It was.
Yeah.
But
it moved on.
It moved on.
You know, it was better when I didn't know, because yeah. I don't wear it as much anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That was a fun time.
Is the neck like way stretched out from my thick neck?
It's super, it's like fraying.
Yeah, figures.
I wear things till they're cheesecloth though.
Yeah.
What qualities did you guys admire in us individually, like you to me, you to you, when we were dating versus how have they evolved now that we're your wives?
Dating was way more, this girl is so fun. This girl is...
Are you kidding me?
Shut the fuck up. I can't talk.
Wow, dating, she was super fun. And well, we haven't heard how it's evolved yet.
Yeah, how it's evolved. It can evolve possibly. Yeah,
how can it evolve any other way?
No, it's not like what's changed. How has it evolved?
It's like, how has it evolved from dating? What was your favorite thing? And then to what is it evolved to?
Yeah, so what I was going to say was all I could think about when we were first dating, to preface, none of it has changed. I was just going to say all I thought about when we were dating was like, oh, she's super fun. She's very outgoing. She's down for whatever, and she is makes me feel like the most loved person ever. She makes me happy. She's really good at making you feel comfortable when you're around her. Those are the kind of things that I noticed then. Now, evolving to being a mom, all of those things still exist, but the things that I notice are, wow, she is so patient. She prioritizes making sure that our kids are happy over her. Which I don't think is always the best thing, but she is so selfless that it'll always be our kids or me or anyone else really before Sarah. And so I'm like, she's the most selfless human I know. And so those are the things that stick out to me now. Obviously, you're still very fun and you are still down. But I think it is interesting how when you become a parent, you start to really look at these other qualities, like how are you around other people, not just how you are around me. What are your values in life and all of her, I mean, she just, yeah, has great values and is very confident in who she is. And I think that's the coolest thing, is that no one could ever tell her anything that she would then think, oh, I am that. Like, I could tell Sarah anything and she knows what she is. And that's why I think she, yeah.
Thanks.
It's the coolest thing. You're very secure with yourself. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Well, sweet. Cheers. I did not know where that was going. And I'm going to be honest, it scared me.
I started off wrong and then I'm like,
No, that was great. That was super great. Thank you.
Hello, sweetheart. Okay. So when Lauren and I started dating, I was very much in that process that we talked about earlier of like coming out of my shell. Mm-hmm. Lauren has never had a shell. Mm. Correct?
Correct.
Correct. And I thought that she was, and still is, the most outgoing, bubbly, friendly, life of the party type of girl that can walk into any room that is like a mild to low vibe and bring it all the way up to 100, because people see Lauren and they're attracted to that energy and people like jump onto it. And I would see her do that like to any group that we would go to. Like, as long as I was with Lauren, like, I knew that we were going to have a good time, regardless of where we were or who we were with. And it's still that way. Like, I feel like if we're going to an event together, I know that something like so funny is about, you never know what it is, but her spontaneous, like quick, fun humor and like loving attitude of people just comes out in these group settings. And it's fun to be joined to that. And so that's something that started and hasn't ever changed. And I love that so much. So as far as like it changing or evolving, there's more of it. So evolved bigger, more funnier. You're funnier now. Mm.
Thank you. Got more bits.
You got more bits, and we have more inside jokes. So it's just like the same, but it's just like funnier. And I feel like even more confident showing up in a group setting with Lauren. So that's the first thing I thought of.
Thanks.
But like, 'cause that's what initially attracted me to you, was I was like, there's something about this girl that like is drawing me in and everybody else. And so it's like I have to beat everybody else to it. Freaking Pentagon.
Oh my God. Not the Pentagon. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Thank you. You're funny now too.
Yeah.
This question made me laugh because it said, was it always blondes and blue eyes for the brothers? But you weren't blonde.
No. I had black hair when I first met
you. Oh, I forgot you had blonde hair.
You did not forget. That was my whole life of knowing you.
I didn't
you.
Know you your whole life.
My whole life since the womb.
Like, was that our type?
Yeah.
I can speak for you. Yes, blonde hair and blue eyes.
But I went on dates with girls that were not blonde and blue eyes.
Yeah, but
you didn't stereotype.
When I first met you, I had black hair.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Black hair.
You were not a blonde hair, blue eye.
I was a black hair, blue eye.
Your black hair, blue eye with a little white streak.
Yeah, with my rogue. Yeah.
I only dated or went on dates. I never had a girlfriend before Lauren.
Yeah.
I only went on or dates after. With one other two blonde hair, blue eye girls, but like yeah. a date or maybe two dates.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I feel like I wasn't like, oh, it has to be blonde hair, blue eyes. But that's looking back on, I'm like, oh, those are all three of the girls that I dated had blonde hair.
There's also just a lot of blonde hair, blue eyes here.
Yeah. And you're typically attracted to like what you are.
But I will say in high school, there were girls that I thought were a lot more attractive than the blonde hair, blue eyed girls that I was dating. Mm. But we were just weren't
vibing.
I think it was just ended up being the person that I was vibing with. But they weren't like the hot girls. I don't know.
Interesting.
Isn't there science behind like liking someone that looks like you though?
I don't know.
Probably.
And that's like why a lot of couples look like each other.
I always liked dark skin, dark eyed.
Hmm. Yeah, but not what you ultimately chose.
Not what I ultimately chose. True.
So true. I don't know if the science says.
I don't
says.
Know. Maybe.
Yeah.
And that's facts. You can look that up anywhere.
What I'm saying is I dated two redheads and now Sarah's a redhead. So
you're going to start freaking dating Sarah.
Which sparks me into my next question.
Lauren, I've been meaning to ask you, and I don't know if now's the time between you two. Is there stuff going on?
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, this was actually a question.
This podcast started only because we're love interests.
Yep.
Tell the truth.
Okay. This was an actual question that I chose.
We're gone. So.
Do you guys worry about Sarah and Lo getting it on? That was an actual question.
Actually.
Wait, I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
You're being so real that nobody's going to believe that you're
being
joking.
So sarcastic right now, please.
No, understand. I actually think that is a viable option. Mm-hmm. Is it not?
What do we even say to that? What are we supposed to say
committing.
To this?
He's committing to this bit.
So answer me.
Answer you. Is it not?
Is that going to happen?
It says, do you worry about that? That was the question. You worry about it on a regular basis?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Just so instant.
I just have all these podcast meetings. I don't know what goes on.
Derek wants to leave the combo. And Tanner's firing. Derek. Do you worry about that? I love this question, getting it on. Like, who writes?
They actually wrote, do we worry about you guys getting
yes,
it on?
Yes.
Yes. No. No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Voice of reason.
But.
Lo did kiss me.
And she's your redhead type. What do you mean? Do I not worry about it? Lo kissed Sarah. She has red hair.
She got a nice big pillow.
I'm thrown under the bus on these things.
You kissed me.
Lauren.
I did. It was truth or dare.
I was an innocent victim.
She was a bystander.
I was a bystander.
Need I say more?
She got nice lips.
Good point.
Where did Beeston come from? Just curious. And I thought maybe you guys
no,
could.
No.
Let me bring you back to 1224.
For the love.
And that's BC.
BC.
Before Christ.
Can we just talk about the castle and can we go to the castle?
Yeah. Okay. Join me or don't join me. We're going to Beeston Castle.
Okay.
That's all you guys, I wanted to talk about with this question.
I actually wanted to bring this up with you and this just reminded me. Derek and I were talking about how at like 20 years we wanted to like renew our vows. Mm. What if we all went together and renewed our vows at the Beeston Castle in England?
Holy
is this that so Lauren
shiz.
Can be there for you?
Yes, yeah, so I can kiss
so
her
that
too.
Actually,
so
me and Sarah
so
are now
swap the vows. Okay, yeah, sure, we'll be there. Yeah, for support.
You're invited, but really, you don't have to come.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's wondering.
Can we be the flower boys?
If we're gonna, if we're attracted to the opposite brother, but it's really just
wrong questions.
That's a smoke screen.
It's always the wrong question.
And mirrors.
I really hope people can tell.
There's a Beeston Castle in London and
supposedly in England, it's ours. Somewhere.
It belongs to us, the Beestons.
I'm going to go sign the deed.
I think we should storm the castle with horses and renew our vows.
Where were you when I was so fired up on this?
I never got to talk. I just was in work mode.
He sent a picture
of
the castle.
I did hours of research.
Also, you want to know why I wasn't worked up? Because you go, hey, Sarah, hand the phone to Derek.
Yeah, well.
Did you ever ask me? I don't think you ever asked
Nobody
me.
Nobody ever asked. How's a good Sarah?
I have to talk to him first to make sure it's okay that we
so
storm the castle.
There was no stoke left for me. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Trying to steal my wife.
Well,
what can I say?
You're trying to steal my podcast.
A little bit better.
Sarah's up.
Okay. what, from your guys' point of view, makes the girls laugh the hardest?
Super easy. Okay, if you want to make Lauren laugh,
here we go.
Either fall get mildly hurt. Are you that hurt so bad?
Hurt but Lauren not hurt die. So bad.
Lauren will die laughing. Like maybe like She's trip over a rock and get a grass stain and then be like, nah, I got a grass.
Maybe like bonk heads, but not bonk so bad.
Right.
That it just gives you a little goose egg, but it's
super
not.
Super easy. What's tricky is coming up with original content to make her laugh. And if you can do that, you've cracked the code. And I did it for the first time this year.
I did it for the first time.
The other way to get a for sure laugh out of Lauren is just say something funny that she has said before. So just quotations. Lauren, remember when you said this?
That is so true. That is so true. All right. Tell Lauren something right she said that was funny.
Give me
funny.
A one-liner right now.
Give me a one-liner from you? You literally saying, give me a one-liner right now. Look, this is what I do.
That visual of somebody tripping.
Dude, now, okay, whoever asked that question, thank you for ending our podcast, because like, we're not going to be able to talk
anymore. Getting a little grass stain and being like, owie. They'd be like, oh, I got a grass stain.
I know you.
That shit is funny. Isn't it?
Not that funny. It's just literally like if someone and like if like, no if
I'll
like,
give you another example.
Yeah, please
Lauren,
go.
Lauren inhaling a cockroach. This time it was her getting a little icked at herself, but you laughed so
no,
hard.
Literally, that was the worst experience because I had to laugh so I didn't cry of fear.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get out of my own body. So.
Me getting a brain freeze, that sent her.
Yep.
For
that's
a full
it's
night.
Mild pain.
It's just a little bit of pain. But
she's
not
all about
like
that mild
much.
Pain
she
to others.
Don't break a bone.
She doesn't inflict it, but she when she witnesses it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't believe I just made up a fake
maybe,
scenario and
I
it made you laugh this hard.
Because I know exactly what they're going to say for me, and it's just not, both of them are not good.
Wait, what? Let me see if I can nail it, though. Can I try?
Yeah, try.
You know it.
I know it, yeah.
We both know it. But I've been wanting to try, because every time I try, she goes, nope, that's not it. So this is going to be the time, because she's very complicated.
Oh, our complicated
Sarah. Likes a little, okay, we're making Sarah's humor stew. She likes a pinch of morbid.
Not a pinch.
Okay, by pinch I mean handful. See, wait, okay, no, wait, you made me
wait,
loser.
I'm sorry. Wait, okay. Lock in with Tanner. I
do
didn't need
not.
To jump. I meant I didn't need to
okay.
jump in.
Okay. How about three fingers like that of morbid? Okay, mm-hmm. Mixed with some personal past that would usually make you cry, but it's said in a lighthearted situation, so we don't cry, we laugh.
That'll send you.
It hits. It hits. I can't lie.
So take something that's kind of really real, a little morbid, stir it together, and just say
that's
it at the
horrible.
Right time.
It's horrible, but it's usually about me. I'm not laughing at other people's no. horrible yeah. life experiences.
It's your life experiences.
But, okay, maybe sometimes.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm getting the eyes. Okay. I do.
Like,
I
what's,
do.
It, like,
what
like, what's
I
a
what
movie
say?
Scene?
These lights are really bright and I have really sweaty armpits. I do, okay?
I do. People relate with that. That's why that kind of humor
no,
is out there.
It's just kind of funny. Yeah. Like, if I can name an example.
Did you like
would you
the
like
Scream
me,
movies?
Would you? No.
Really?
I've never even seen those.
Okay, kind of
would
old.
You like to give me, I would
do you
like
talk
to give
about
an
the
example.
One?
Oh, yes. Perfect.
About the one that just
okay.
happened.
So.
Oh my
Lauren
gosh.
And I are filming a podcast all
which
about
which you guys have already seen.
Yes, all about point. Our childhoods, and you know we sobbed our little eyes out mm-hmm. on that podcast. It was very
it was
real. There was not a lot of laughter
mm-mm.
on that,
mm-mm.
and my sister died in a car crash. So that's the morbid. That's the morbid part. We come out here, and Lauren is asking to watch a movie. I'm
trying to get her spirits just, up. I don't want her to think about this right now.
Tanner brought donuts. We're having a good time, and she picks Bullet Train. And
so I'm like, it's so funny.
So
you're gonna
funny.
Love it.
So funny. You're going to love it. The the opening scene of this movie is a kid lying on a stretcher with a tube in his mouth, exactly what I just described on the podcast. And it sent me. It sent me so hard. I was not offended.
Because I was sitting there silent, like, oh, shit.
What like, did I say?
You said, were like, really?
Oh, yeah. I said, really? And then we just both started laughing and I was our heads up.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know this even
it's
was
like
the
stuff. It's like so bad. It's funny.
Yeah, it's so it's bad. Like, it's funny.
It's just not funny like, at all that it's funny.
I do laugh at a lot of other things. Yeah. I like witty things. I think it maybe is a little bit harder to get me to laugh.
I was
laugh.
Just going
to
say, I feel like it's a little harder to get you like, laugh. It has really, to be really funny. But then you'll go.
Depending on the mood, I don't just laugh at like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like just weird,
poop, like poop, when pee, I'm pee. Being really dumb.
It depends because sometimes I do laugh. At
sometimes
that.
You love it,
but I think that's why I do it every time. I need a little. Bit.
Lauren's jokes
need,
are just yeah, it's like a funny noise that will send her.
I need some content. I
Sarah's
need some,
like yeah, I need
some,
something.
You need something
in there.
To build off.
I need.
Of.
Yeah.
I know I can get you. It just takes me like I have to just adjust until mm-hmm. I get you.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I am a laugher. I laugh at people. It just the things that send me. Tend to be a little bit more,
yeah,
schnably, you could say.
Just things aren't.
See, that's Lauren's classic yes. humor right yes. there. It's just putting the word yes. schnably into any situation and seeing who laughs.
Yeah, that's
which
it.
Is only me.
It's curated finesse. That's oh humor God. At its
oh,
finest.
Okay, man. So that was the question.
Schnably.
Schnably.
Who's gonna laugh?
That's good.
Oh, kill me.
That
now.
Was a fun
you're
question.
Up, you're up.
Oh. Okay, next cue. What do you have any
wait,
icks
sorry.
About us?
Can what? I? Oh, classic question. Can yeah. we before that one? Can we skip them actually? Can you do? I want to see if you know what makes us laugh.
Oh, you guys.
Can we do that?
Mm-hmm. Tanner, anything,
like what will send us? I'm curious.
I do makes you laugh. No, one of the things that I fell in love with Tanner for is because he's a laugher, and he will. You know, laugh, he'll give his laughs freely. And I think that's why a lot of people like talking to you because you make them feel like they're funny because you just laugh. And I really love that.
Are they but, fake laughs, Tanner? But, or do you?
I've given some
your fair share.
But if I courtesy laugh, I am still laughing, but I have different levels of laugh.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I think what.
And I want you to know
you
what
most,
makes me lay on the ground.
Yeah, what gets you the most is like usually something with like Derek or Bryant.
Roasting.
Like roasting. And it's like roast. Something.
Just me.
No, like somebody says something about one of the people that you love.
Yeah.
And it's like
it's
a little
true,
bit of a roast.
Yeah. A little bit okay. of a roast.
And it's true. And it just like takes you out. And then it's building on that. It's building. You like to just keep going.
I love to build.
You take the first thing that was funny, build on that
build it,
funny
which
thing.
I appreciate because I'm a builder as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And then as it builds,
I
you're like
build.
gone.
Gonzo. I'm getting gone right now.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
thinking about
yeah.
something building.
Like,
I'm getting
just,
the building feelings
I'm picturing
without
Bryant
the dialogue.
Right now,
yeah.
Which is one of our really good friends. So.
Yeah. Making fun of people I love.
Yeah, that's your little it. Love language.
Cool. You laugh at that too when
yeah.
we're roasting
yeah, dude,
a
that's
friend.
What me and Derek have had some of the biggest laugh attacks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You laugh at one-liners randomly.
One-liners,
just,
that's right.
Just, it could be something so far removed from what is being talked about, but just a one-liner that just hits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like just, doesn't hit anybody
but doesn't
else.
Doesn't hit anyone else and no
yeah.
one gets it.
But that's like what makes it funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had a hard time cracking your code because... Sometimes I say some witty things and then one random thing that I say that's not funny, one liner just hits you.
Hits you in the
And I'm not even trying to be funny.
It's so hard to play games with like her family. They're big game players and we'll play card
Derek,
games.
Derek, the last time we played a game was 8 years ago when you came into the family.
Yeah. Well, no, we did do a lot of other, we played, it's been a couple
Lake
years.
Yeah,
it's been a couple 6 years.
But no, I will say when, I shouldn't just say your family. I should say anyone in general that we play games with. It's like people want to get like the poo-poo, pee-pee, inappropriate, something that will
you're
just...
You're talking like a Cards of Humanity type
Cards
game
of, yeah.
or like a
perfect.
Humor game?
Or like Quiplash or something
that
like
that.
Yeah,
that game doesn't get me very
where
much.
You have to get the most laughs.
Yeah, and someone says something really witty, whatever, that usually doesn't make me laugh. But just, someone that says something completely out there
like,
that's just
okay,
like...
It
doesn't
it's
make
like,
sense, but it's like
the
lizard.
The answers are like, poo-poo, pee-pee,
yeah,
he that, got diarrhea.
And people are just like...
slipped and fell. And then someone says like...
Lizards.
like Richard...
Yeah. It's like, it has no context and it's
no
not
context
related.
Makes me laugh the most.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I get that.
Or okay. Out of context.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy we had this convo because as you guys asked that question, I was like, I don't know what makes me laugh.
I don't laugh.
I haven't laughed
anything.
In years.
I haven't laughed in years.
No, but yeah, that funny. Does make me laugh. I
yeah,
like that.
That
I
makes
like random
me laugh
stuff.
Too.
Yes, yep. Being random.
I don't like, yeah.
We all have different senses
yeah,
of
the,
humor.
The, it's really hard for me to laugh at somebody who's just telling a joke.
Yeah, jokes like, don't really get
jokes
me.
Jokes don't get me as much as just life situations and yeah. funny shiz and then random shiz.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
Okay, so this is the last question I'm going to ask you guys.
I am excited.
Okay, if you could, would you want to switch lives with your brother? And what do you admire most about them?
If I could, do I want to switch lives with my brother? And what do I admire? This is going to be a great question. I already know it. Do I think that Derek...
Like switch families? Is that what the...
I don't think it's switch families. I think it's just switch lives. Maybe personality or...
Like
Freaky Friday.
At least that's how I read it, but I guess you could interpret it how you want.
I'm not going to lie. I don't want to bust a knee.
I don't want to bust a knee.
I don't want to bust a knee.
Yeah.
So if I could just be Derek without his knee problems.
With a perfect body.
probably be nice.
just
give me some knees.
Just give you some knees.
All right, let's think about this.
It said, what do you admire most about your brother?
Okay, this is the first thing that came to me. Maybe it's most, maybe it's like top three. Derek is my ultimate hype guy. And I think it comes a lot because we have some similar interests, but I know for a fact that I'm saying some ideas that he might think that's cool for him, not for me. But when I'm telling him, I feel like whatever idea I'm telling him is like groundbreaking. And it gives me this false sense of confidence sometimes where I'm like, and I know that he's like doing that sometimes because I can tell. And then you just like go throughout life and you're like, oh, he never did that idea. but I don't really care because he's giving me like, he's hearing me out. He's making me feel like a million bucks and like making me feel smart and I see him do that with other people, and I think I notice it a lot because I'm receiving it. But that's one of my favorite qualities. First one that came up. I could list 1,000 more, but we just don't have time.
Yeah. Sweet.
But I love that because you just want to be around people that make you feel like a better version of yourself, and I feel that way when I'm around Derek.
Aww.
So
wow.
So that's cute.
That's my brother's name, Derek.
D-E-R-I-K.
E-R-I-K, spelled like that, too.
Dang, I don't really know how to come back to that, man.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Well, you just say a lot of words that sound nice.
Yeah.
And I'll be like,
basically say the same thing.
I'll give you a good reaction, too. I'll be like, you think that, brother?
You shed a tear.
I can, hold on, let me think about Molly.
I can.
What'd you say? Let me think about what?
Molly, my dog that got run over. That's gonna get her.
Hold on, let me think about Molly.
What the?
Hold on, let me think about my dog really quick. Oh, hold on, Molly. I'm a deep
darky. See?
Wait, did you know? Did you know that? Look at the tears in Tanner's eyes right now.
What?
They are welling up.
What?
Did you know that Sunny's little pet dog is named Molly?
Wait.
Look at his eyes.
Wait.
He's going
Tanner.
To cry.
Wait.
Did you know? Look, he's literally going to cry right here, right now.
Oh, yeah, Sunny didn't name her dog Molly. I forgot about that.
She didn't name good. It. You named the I dog. Named she can't talk.
My daughter named
her dog. Oh, my gosh,
her
Sunny
dog.
Did name that dog.
Molly after the
Derek
dog that died.
It.
I did.
Dude, good, man. Really.
Wait, I actually, really quick, now that you guys are on the topic of that, you're dog two of Sunny? The only people I know that can make themselves cry.
You want to know when I
know,
cry?
Can you make yourself cry?
I didn't mean to jump in there, but...
And that's funny because you guys want to be the actors.
No, I can't make myself cry, but anytime, like, it's funny because I like making people laugh, but if I say a joke and everyone looks at me, my eyes tear up. Like I'm about to cry. I could cry.
Okay.
In that moment.
First
if someone
one,
doesn't
wait,
like your joke,
wait.
Will you cry?
No, it's if I
It's the attention.
Attention. Like if everyone looks at me after I say a joke, my eyes well up, and if I let them, they will cry.
If
are
I let
you
them,
crying
they
or are your eyes
tears.
Crying?
Like right now, I feel like they're
wait,
falling
because
we're all looking at you.
I just want to see first person to make themselves cry.
Yeah, they're coming.
I don't like to talk about it because some people
will
say.
First person out of you three that can make themselves cry because I can't. I cannot make
just
myself
get a,
cry.
Get a tear?
I just want to see
everybody
who can get a
look
tear.
At me.
It's to make you cry.
Everybody look at me.
I thought you were going to shed a tear, but you wanted the yeah. social pressure.
Do you see him welling up?
Yeah.
Who's going to cry first?
And glow. Look at me in my eyes.
First one to get a tear.
Look at me. Don't break.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, it's coming.
Tanner, say something mean to me.
Come on. It's on the verge.
What?
Usually.
Someone has to like
say something. They're damp. Tanner, will you look at me? It's not tearing up, but it's.
I'm out of this range.
Mine is coming. Look at.
Dude, what if for a split second, the camera could like read all of our thoughts just right there to see what we were trying to do to make ourselves cry.
What were you doing?
I wasn't thinking of anything but getting stared at.
No. Blank slate. Nothing for me.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing in there.
I know that you can make yourself cry on any given time. You can.
You can.
You can do it.
Is that what you say when she cries after an argument? You're like,
you just make yourself cry.
I know you just made yourself cry.
You really just need to do it.
Here's the thing is I can't do it. Someone has to say too something much pressure. Mean to
you're,
me.
Oh, your bird.
That's just funny as frick. They're still in the freezer.
Yeah, see, that's funny. That's dead bird in the freezer.
Sarah has dead birds in the freezer at her parents' house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We have not buried our family pets yet.
Hey, man, you're just stalling about my compliment,
Yeah,
dude.
Can you please go?
Come on, just give it to me. I can take it.
Okay,
if it's not that good, I'll make it feel better.
Would you switch places with Tanner, and what do you admire?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! At the same time?
You know... I really would. Yeah.
You just make sounded like, good, you know,
I really would. Yeah, I would go and I would make my soul go inside of his body for a while.
Sick.
Yeah, I would.
To experience what?
Winning what? An arm wrestle?
Yeah.
Ooh,
or
that
knees.
Cuts deep.
Dude, imagine if you could just have my knees for one day.
Just nice knees, one nice legs, nice ball. Arms, a face for an earring.
Thick
neck. Face for an earring.
Just, you know, good arms.
Good yeah. arms.
Yeah, those would all be nice things to have from it. No, I think it would be nice to all the time wish that I was in other people's bodies just because sometimes it feels nice to get out of your own body.
Yeah. Okay,
but
okay.
Yeah, I would be down to be in his body.
Cool.
Yeah, for some time.
Okay, now what do you admire most about him?
What do I admire most about him? I would say pretty much the same thing. But the thing that sticks out to me most is that Tanner will listen to anything that you are saying and be genuinely helpful in any situation. And I think I've had a lot of situations in life where I'm like, dude, I don't know how to get out of my head with this or whatever. And he is very good at breaking it down and making you see it differently and usually see it in a much more positive way. In a way that will help you change. And so I've always admired that about him, that he can kind of just like see a problem that someone's having or a problem that I'm having or a problem that he's having and be able to break it down and just make it a lot more of a positive thing and make it more, make it not such a big deal, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And then also just on top of that, it's like same thing, like people just want to be around him. And I admire that, and that's why I always want to be around him, and I look up to him, and I'm always trying to do things that he does, and it's just that attraction that he has to make people want to be around him. So, high fives.
Very nice.
That's a good note. That's a good note to end on.
That is a great note to end on.
Sweet brother's bond.
Want a back scratch?
Yeah.
You want a back scratch?
Here you go.
Well, we did what you guys wanted. We had him on again.
We brought him back.
And we're going to miss him so much when they leave.
This is going to be sad.
This is sad. They were supposed to be there with us, so we'll be thinking about you every day, Sarah.
It's going to be a long
every day.
It's going to be a long month without my girlfriend. It's going to be a really long month
Lauren,
without my girlfriend.
Are you going to be okay?
No.
Anyway, well, we love you guys, and we love the boys. They're really awesome. Thanks for joining
us
today.
Thanks for having us on the podcast, guys.
That was so official.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for letting us be a part of the Fairly Odd Sisters podcast.
Yeah. You're so welcome. All right. Until next time, everybody.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.